The last characteristic is that money must be a unit of account. This means that we must be able to easily count it and easily divide it into smaller parts. In the US, the dollar is the unit of account. All dollars are equal and we can count them. If we look at diamonds, we can see that although they are valuable, they are not a good unit of account because they cannot be made equal and counted. The alternative to using money to buy and sell things is a system called bartering. In this economic system, one thing is exchanged for something else. To make this idea clear, let's talk about two people, Fred and Alice. Let's say Fred has some rice. Let's say Alice has some fruit. If Fred gives his rice to Alice and Alice gives her fruit to Fred, this is an example of bartering. If you think about it, this is not a convenient or easy way to buy and sell things. Fred is only able to get Alice's fruit if he has something that she wants. If Fred has nothing Alice wants, maybe she already has enough rice, then Fred cannot get what he wants. This is where money can help. If both Alice and Fred agree to use money, then they can sell their fruit and rice for money and then go and buy whatever they want.